This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. A U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack late on Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely, a guided missile destroyer. The military's central command says the Gravely shot down the missile. A Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack in a statement on Wednesday morning. He called it a victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and a response to the American-British aggression against our country. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The attacks have imperiled shipping in a key global trade route. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Gaza, a desperate situation for more than a million displaced people in overcrowded shelters is being made worse by the weather. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Gaza City, rain pouring in through holes in a roof, courtesy airstrikes. Tent camps like Jabalia, crowded with refugees, now sloshing through mud. This woman says the rain has drowned us. Everything's wet and cold, and on top of that, little food. But the flow of aid now hindered amid accusations that 12 employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks.
UNRWA has provided essential humanitarian assistance.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield.
They've literally saved thousands of lives, and it's unfortunate that this information has raised some doubts about UNRWA.
UNRWA has roughly 13,000 employees in Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has sentenced former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife to 14 years in prison for corruption, a day after another special court convicted Khan for leaking state secrets and gave him a 10-year prison sentence. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Khan and his wife are accused of retaining and selling state gifts when the former premier was in power. The court on Wednesday also disqualified Khan for years from holding any public office ahead of Pakistan's February 8th parliamentary elections. It was Khan's third such conviction since he was ousted from power in 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Barcelona and its surrounding in northeastern Spain's Catalonia region are preparing for tighter water restrictions amid a historic drought that has shrunk reservoirs to record lows. Catalan authorities are expected to declare a drought emergency Thursday for an area that is home to 6 million people after water reserves fell below 16% of their capacity. The emergency would lower the daily amount of water permitted for residential and municipal purposes from 210 to 200 liters per person. Agriculture and industry would also see cuts. Experts say climate change is driving the drought, and the entire Mediterranean region is expected to warm at a faster rate than many other parts of the world in coming years. A Delaware judge voided Elon Musk's record-breaking $56 billion Tesla pay package on Tuesday, calling the compensation granted by the EV maker's board, quote, an unfathomable sum that was unfair to shareholders, Reuters' Diane Tao reports.
The pay package does not guarantee Musk a salary. It grants stock option awards, allowing him to buy heavily discounted Tesla stock as financial and operational goals are met. The case was brought by a small Tesla shareholder, Richard Tornetta. His lawyers argued the board never told investors that the goals were easier to achieve than the company was acknowledging. They also said the board had a duty to require Musk to work full-time at Tesla instead of letting him focus on other companies like SpaceX and X. Ruling in favor of Tornetta, the judge said, quote, swept up by the rhetoric of all upside or perhaps starry-eyed by Musk's superstar appeal, the board never asked the $55.8 billion question, was the plan even necessary for Tesla to retain Musk and achieve its goals?
Diane Tao from Reuters. Residents have been evacuated from small coastal towns near Cape Town in South Africa as wildfires sweep down the surrounding mountains and burn out of control. Authorities ordered a full evacuation of Pringle Bay, a coastal village popular with holidaymakers. The fires began Monday and have been fueled by strong coastal winds and the hot, dry weather of the Southern Hemisphere summer. Wildfires are relatively common in the mountain ranges around Cape Town and further down coast in summer, but it's unusual for towns to be completely evacuated. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.